What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Thursday, which means our dear friend, Mark Lupo, is joining us. Hey, Loopy, are you there?
Loopy Lou is here. And Rob, I must say, I've seen you on my TV every single day for the past week. I wish it was for better news, but you've done an amazing job covering the Royals.
Oh, thank you, Mark. That's awfully sweet. Are you sick of my face yet?
I could never be sick of your face. Never.
I have such a distinct voice that even if you're in the kitchen and the sound's on, you know it's me. I know, it's annoying, isn't it?
It's so funny. I was home last weekend and my family spent in half an hour. We Googled you. Hello. We're looking at pictures.
Hello.
We're listening to the podcast.
Hello.
And we're all obsessed with you.
It's ridiculous.
Enough,
so. And that's why I love that family. Hello. Hey, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So Harry and Meghan are getting told off, causing mixed reviews, basically, because they had a public display of affection at the Queen's procession. So people are going nuts over this. They held hands. That's all they did. They held hands, leaving the hall on Wednesday. The couple arrived separately, Meghan in a car. Harry had to walk, but he did walk beside his brother. Then they stood together at the service. But walking out of the service, unlike King Charles and Camilla, the new Queen consort, I have to get used to that, and William and Kate, the new Prince of Wales and Princess of Wales, they walked out looking very stern, not touching. Harry and Meghan walked out holding hands, and people are going nuts, saying this was a breach of protocol. This shouldn't be allowed. Now, I spoke to some royal experts, of which I'm one, I guess, and what the royal experts told me, the historians were, they're no longer members of the working royal family. They stepped back. So they're not there in any official role. They're there as family members. And if they want to hold hands, if they want to kiss, it's up to them. I think I'm with them on this one. It feels like a big lot of nothing. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I spent a lot of time last night looking into this, and from my understanding, it's really that everyone takes the Queen's lead on this. So she rarely held hands with her husband, and so you don't really see others doing that. But I think it's kind of sweet, you know, especially in a sad moment to console your partner. I think it's sweet.
Yeah, I think people go nuts over this silly stuff. Let's focus on Queen Elizabeth. Now, some people who don't like Meghan and Harry, let's be honest here. It's like every conversation in life. If you enter a conversation with someone you don't like, you will find something that they say that will insult you.
Yes.
Now, if you like a person, you can say terrible things, and I don't care. So if I like you, you can say really cheeky things, and I'll laugh. I'll be like, oh, Mark, so funny. Now, if somebody that I don't like said exactly the same thing to me, I'd be like, oh, how rude. I knew they were rude.
Oh, I'm so guilty of this. Things slide. When I like you, I let anything slide. But if I don't like you, I'm mad.
I'm mad at this. I do this all the time. I even do it with my favorite celebrities. If I like you, you could do something horrible. You could say something mean. I'm like, oh, they didn't mean it like that. No, they did mean it like that. You know they did. People are complicated, aren't we? None of us are black or white. We're all shades of grey, somewhere in the middle. Harry and Meghan here, though, I think they were holding hands, not the press, you know, are saying to get attention. I think they were comforting one another. There's footage of Harry being really moved inside the hall. He had tears. Let's remember the last time they did this, they were walking behind their mom's coffin. So if we're thinking about that, they're probably thinking about that. And my other question is, has anybody checked in on Meghan? Remember when Meghan famously said she joined the family and nobody actually asked her if she was okay? Remember that really famous interview she did?
Yes.
I think they were in Africa and the reporter said, are you okay? And she was like, thank you for asking because nobody else has. Now, I'm told the royals don't learn. Nobody's actually said to Meghan, are you okay? Now, I know this is not her moment, but that's a lot of pressure. To marry into a family that is this famous, billions of people are watching, I would like somebody to be like, Rob, are you okay with all this? It's a lot. Nobody's done that.
Nobody's done that, Rob. It's so true. And, you know, I was watching a clip of Meghan greeting fans, and there was one fan who just snubbed her, did not look at her, looked away. And I was like, you know what? You spent all those hours there waiting to see these royal people. And then Meghan's trying to do the right thing by being, you know, gracious and greeting people. And it's just rude.
It's
hurtful and it's embarrassing. And I agree. How is Meghan? Meghan, how are you?
How are you, Meghan? If you're listening, we're thinking about that. How are you? I was thinking about, like, gosh, getting nervous going on TV talking about the royals. Can you imagine actually being one? Can you imagine being one?
I mean, imagine grieving one of your closest family members and having the press look at you and pick apart every single thing you do.
And she's not stupid. She knows. She knows they don't like her. She knows the British public doesn't like her that much. She's seen the polls, if we've seen them, Mark. She's seen them too. She's super savvy. She knows what's going on there. It's like walking into the lion's den. I've had to do that a couple of times. Oof. I've had to get her like jobs or places where I know they don't like me. Like they didn't want to hire me. The boss hired me. The staff don't like me. And I've walked in and I've been invited to like dinners or parties. Nothing compared to the level of what Meghan's going through. But have you ever been invited to like a work event or a party and you're like, nobody at this party is going to like me, but I've got to go.
Of course. I mean, we've all been in those situations working in entertainment. You know, there's a lot of jealousy and a lot of haters, and you have to kind of just show up for yourself. And
sure.
Rob, I think the best thing for me is I become quiet. I just do my thing and I leave, you know.
Oh, that's a good signal. So if you're quiet, you're probably uncomfortable, but inside you're saying horrible things.
100%. Very horrible things.
Mine's the opposite. When I get really nervous, I talk. I talk a lot now. I'm like, if I'm like, over talk. I went to this fancy party on Tuesday for Ari Melba, who's one of the hosts on MSNBC in primetime. Really lovely guy, really smart. And I was really out of place at this party. Like, they were all Harvard, like Yale. There was a lot of J. Crew. And I just knew I didn't fit in, which made me fit in even less, Mark.
But I bet they love that because they're all so kind of the same. And then you bring in this like pop of sunshine. It probably made the party
like
a lot more fun.
I think you're right. I'm not exactly sure. But this brings us to our poll question of the day. Harry and Meghan's PDA at the Queen's procession has garnered some mixed reviews. Did you love it or did you hate it? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Mark, what are you working on?
Yeah, so Rob, I have a very concerning Britney Spears update for you. So Britney Spears burst into tears while dancing in a video posted to her Instagram just before she uploaded photos celebrating her estranged son's birthday. She captioned the post saying, "It's been a while since I've cried on camera." And she said, "It's not a breakdown, you a-holes. It's a release that I've needed for a very long time now." Mm. Now, in the video, Rob, she twirls around several times, and then she began to crumble, and then she started crying. Oh. What do you think about this?
Gosh, the fact she posted it too, like she wasn't caught out in a restaurant or somewhere. She recorded this, and then she posted it. So she wants us to know that this is going on. Brittany, we tread very carefully when we talk about Britney on this show, for good reason too. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we were quite critical because she said those awful things about Christina Aguilera's backup dancers. And I think Britney's probably seen some of the backlash of that. I'm sure she's upset about it. But, you know, how much longer do we give Britney a pass? Like, you can say something terrible and we can sort of talk about it without hating Britney. I do not hate Britney, and I definitely am sympathetic about where she's coming from. But at the same time, you can't say fat jokes, Britney. They're not funny. So I'm the type of person where I can love you, but I can still call you out. Where are you on this, Mark?
Right, you can't say fat jokes, but I think this is the problem. I think we want it both ways with Britney, or we can't have it both ways with Britney Spears. We can't say free Britney, Britney's fine, Britney can be on her own. And then when Britney is on her own and does weird things and says bad things, then we unfollow her and then be critical. And I think she's just back in the same place she's always been, where she just can't win either way.
She can't win. I'd step away from social media, I think, Britney, for a minute. Just step away from it. Like, spend your life with your husband. Try and repair that relationship, I guess, with your sons. But I think being on social media at the minute isn't serving you very well. And if you do it because you need the attention, and I'm not saying that in a cruel way, Britney loves attention. She wouldn't be Britney Spears if she didn't love attention. Figure out another way that you can be back in the spotlight. But I'm not sure this is serving you very well. I watched the video a couple of times, Mark. Made me sad.
Yeah, you can see in her eyes there's something deeply wrong right now. And, she just needs to get off social media, like you said, and rest. Get off, Britney.
So Jimmy Kimmel is claiming that Andrew Garfield, that's right, I love Andrew Garfield, is a real-life superhero who saved his life at the Emmys. So Jimmy is sharing a story about Andrew Garfield protecting him when a rogue spearhead from one of the dancers flew across the room and nearly hit them. So the dancers came out on stage, they were banging their spears around, and halfway through the dance, a tip of one of the spears comes flying off right towards them. Out of nowhere, Spider-Man snatched it out the air, and Jimmy kept it as a souvenir. Very nice story to tell, Jimmy. However, we don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about the backlash of you lying on the floor when Quinta accepted her Emmy Award. He's getting so much criticism for this, Mark. It was a horrible thing to do. He really, stole her thunder.
He did. And, she appeared on his talk show last night. Mm-hmm. And I will say that he apologized. He did the right thing by saying, "I'm sorry." He apologized and did not want to steal her thunder. She accepted his apology and said that she wasn't even thinking about him in that moment. It was like her special moment. It was wrong. He was wrong. And I like Jimmy. I like him. But
I like Jimmy
wrong.
Too. Once again, I'm not falling out. We're not fighting. We don't do that here. I can be angry with you for 2 hours and then I'm fine again. Like, I don't fall out with people for life. I don't not talk to you for months. I'm not that type of guy. But I can still be mad with you. I knew while it was happening, it was a bad look. At the beginning, it was sort of funny, I guess. But the minute she got on stage, or the minute they opened the envelope, he should have stood up, took a bow and left. Just walk off. Don't lie there through her moment. And if I was her, I might have said something. I might have looked down at the floor and said, "Get up. This is my moment."
I know. It's so sad because this is her first win. It's a historic win. And it's like, dude, like, do you read the room? Like,
right.
Get up. Like, you're better than this. Come on.
That's a really good saying. He is better than this, isn't it? So Cheryl Lee Ralph, who I love, who did really, I think, the best acceptance speech of the night, she talked about it. And she said she didn't realize it was Jimmy Kimmel at first, but then she did. And she was like, dude, get off the ground. And then she said she told him that to his face afterwards. And he understood. So he knew that night that he had made a terrible, terrible mistake. Mm-hmm. Hey, moving along, what's going on with Blake Shelton?
So this is really, really cute. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, they've been married for 7 years, but apparently they're still in the nervous phase of the relationship.
Ooh.
So the country singer admitted in a new interview that his wife is still in his phone as, quote unquote, my girlfriend. Oh, that's so cute. And so Shelton tried to explain himself to Hoda Kotb. He says, I guess when you're our age and you've been together for 7 years, it seems like it's pretty new to me and the nervous face is still there. So Rob, we know they said I do in a ceremony in 2021. And he proposed, in October 2020. When I was working at Us Weekly, this was like, we were obsessed with this couple. Every cover was Blake and Gwen, and I'm so happy they've actually found love and they've remained married. This is a real solid relationship.
When you were covering them, they were on all the covers and sold like crazy. That's why they were on the covers. When you were covering them, did you know they would last?
I didn't believe it at first. I didn't get it. They're so different. It's like two different worlds melding together. But then the more and more I read about them, I'm like, this is the cutest couple ever.
They're the real deal.
He embraced her kids. He became like their real stepdad. It's very cute.
Woodside was on the Today Show, and he was the host of the Today Show. He filled in for Kathy Lee. It was him and Hoda. So he interviewed me. It was really weird. There's something about him, Mark. Now, if you'd asked me before I met him if I cared, I was like, no, he's not my type. I don't like those sort of country boys. It's not for me. Honey, when I sat next to him on the Today Show and saw those big hands and those big boots, I was like, oh, hello. There's something about him.
It's BDE.
Oh, we know what that means on this show. Google it. Hey, quickly before we go to break, let's talk about phones. So when you give me your number, when I meet you for the first time and put you in my phone, I probably don't know you that well. If I know you well, I've probably got your number. So the only people I add to my phone are people I've just met. And I'm not really quite sure who you are then. So you're in my phone as Mark Wendy, because I met you at the Wendy Williams show. So to remind me who you are, your last name in my phone is always sort of how I met you. I've never changed it. So when I call you or text you, it's Mark Wendy. Do you do that in your phone?
You're so funny. I do the same thing. I have so many people in my phone. It's like Noelle Wendy Show, all these Wendy shows. And my friends get offended. They're like, can you please change this to my real name? I'm like, no.
I don't know if I know how to change it. I'm too lazy to. And I sort of reminisce. It reminds me how I met people. Also, too, because of what we do for a living, we speak to a lot of publicists, and they're sort of interchangeable in my mind. I hope they're not listening, but I don't really remember who they are that much, but I remember who they represent. So if I've got a comment call Kim Kardashian, like, I don't really remember who Kim's publicist is, so Kim's publicist in my phone is Kim Kardashian. So I put them under the celebrity name, but I don't really know their name. But if you went through my phone, my God, it looks like I've got Reese and Kim and Pete.
Gosh.
I've got Lady Gaga, but it's not Lady, it's her publicist. I know.
I got at
the party with Ari Melber from MSNBC. His publicist, Booker, is in my phone under Ari Melber. And so, like, she called me a couple of days ago, and it was on a table in a restaurant, and one of my friends is like, Ari Melber's calling you. And it's just, you want to sort of show off a little bit, but at the same time, it's like, oh, no, no, no. Mark Wendy.
Funny.
Okay, let's take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. We're with Mark Lupo. Let's get to the polls. Thank you very much. Christina Aguilera unfollowed Britney Spears after she body shamed one of her singers. Are you team Christina or team Britney? On this particular question about body shaming, this is not overall, I don't think. Christina gets 70%. 70% of you support Christina here. I get it. You shouldn't fat shame anybody. It's not good.
Yeah, and I'm glad Christina just unfollowed her and didn't make a whole thing. It was like, she recognizes that Britney is unwell, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Because they've got history, these two, which made it even more dramatic. But Team Christina here. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for my favorite part of the show. Our nicest of the day.
Oh. Today, it's Dionne Warwick.
Legend.
So Dionne Warwick, who's only 81 years young, has weighed in on Leonardo DiCaprio. She says she's not impressed with his dating preferences. Dionne then tweeted, quote, I just heard about Leonardo DiCaprio's 25-year rule. His loss. You don't know what you're missing. Of course, we know she's joking about and referring to his track record of not dating women past the age of 25. What do you think?
I love Dionne Warwick. She's become the mayor of Twitter. Chrissy Teigen's gone. It's Dionne Warwick. If you're not following her, do. It is a treat. Now, our naughties today. Naughty, 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 naughty. This is a naughty situation, not a naughty person. Wendy Williams has entered rehab again, so we're really, really praying. It's disturbing. I'm hearing things are really, really bad. Her overall health issues have not been helped by substance abuse. She's trying to prepare a career comeback with a podcast. That still has not happened. It's unlikely that's going to happen soon. Her team are asking us to send our prayers and our well wishes for Wendy Williams. Apparently, sources tell Page Six she's had struggle drinking. She went from wine to straight vodka. Oh, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence that Wendy's back in rehab the week that Sherry Shepherd takes over for her on TV. It must be. It must be a really emotional, hard time. Wendy, we still love you. We still love you, and we are sending you our best. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. I love this quote from Drew Barrymore. She said the following quote: "In the end, some of your greatest pains become your greatest strengths." This is so true for me. Being gay gave me so much pain when I was younger. Having a damaged arm gave me so much pain when I was younger. Now both are my greatest strengths. What about you, Mark? What did you overcome?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of gay men can relate to this, where, you know, the struggle of not fitting in or being bullied or not being accepted. And look at us now, Rob. We're on a podcast.
Special, like unicorns. It's true for you too. Think about what your greatest pain is. And I promise you, one day, that will become your greatest strength. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.